Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. Matthew 3, verses 13 through 17. It says, "Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, 'I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?' But Jesus answered him, 'Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.' Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, 'This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased.'" Folks, there's a lot in this section. First, let's deal with, why did Jesus get baptized? He was sinless. The Bible says he's without sin. So why did Jesus get baptized? Because John's baptism was a baptism of repentance, of acknowledging sin and turning from sin and willing to be ready to receive God's offer of salvation through faith in his provision, that one was to come. And Jesus is the one who is to come, the sinless sacrifice. So why did Jesus get baptized? And why did he say this is necessary to fulfill all righteousness? Well, the Bible says that Jesus identified with sinners. Even though he had no sin, he is going to become sin so that we might become the righteousness of God. And so folks, Jesus identified with sinful humanity all the way through his whole life. And he was baptized just like for repentance, just like a sinner would be, even though he was not one. He identified with sinners. It was his way of showing the full obedience to the Father's plan. He was going to identify with us all the way through, even taking our sin on the cross. But what I want to do for our challenge today is to show you that God is pleased with obedience. Do you see, after Jesus was obedient, the Holy Spirit came down in the form of a dove, the heavens opened, God's voice boomed and said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Listen closely. We need to be obedient to what God has told us to do, and he's pleased with obedience, and especially when obedience doesn't make sense to us. Let's be honest, the obedience of Jesus in this baptism story has bothered many of us for years because we don't really understand, why was Jesus baptized? John the Baptist even said, "Why are you coming to be baptized? I need to be baptized by you." He's the one who told the Pharisees and the Sadducees, "You go show some evidence that you're repentant and I'll consider baptizing you." But Jesus comes on the scene and John says, "This isn't necessary. You don't have any sin. You don't need to be baptized." But Jesus was obedient, and God rewards and is pleased with obedience even when it doesn't make sense to us. Don't sit around waiting until it makes sense to be obedient to what God's asked you to do. In 2 Kings chapter 5, Naaman, if you know, has got this leprosy, and he goes to the king, but actually the king of Israel sends him to Elisha, and Elisha says, "Look, just go and be baptized in the Jordan River." So in verse 9, 2 Kings chapter 5, Naaman came with his horses and chariots and stood at the door of Elisha's house. And Elisha sent a messenger to him saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times and your flesh shall be restored and you shall be clean." But Naaman was angry and went away saying, "Behold, I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call upon the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and cure the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage. But his servants came near and said to him, "My father, it is a great word the prophet has spoken to you. Will you not do it? He's actually said to you, 'Wash and be clean.'" So he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. And his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Naaman almost missed out on his healing and his blessing because he wasn't willing to be obedient to something that didn't make sense. I could have dunked in rivers in Damascus. And he wants me to dunk in the Jordan River 7 times? I just don't understand. It doesn't make any sense. But his servants came and said, he's giving you something pretty simple to do. Trust him. Trust the God of Elisha. Folks, today's challenge is this. God's asking you to do something in obedience that doesn't make sense to you. Trust him. Do what he says. He's pleased with those who obey him, especially when that obedience doesn't make sense. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.